What's next, Jackie?
Well, I'm Jackie Elliott, and I'm back here. And you know, if you loved Glee or Sing Off or Pitch Perfect, which I did, I just love those, then you're going to love hearing about an upcoming festival coming to Bend in February. We've invited Aaron Felder to tell us about the Bend Acapella Festival.
Good morning.
Welcome to The Point. Okay.
Thank you.
Bend Acapella Festival.
Correct.
So tell us what it is. It has an interesting origination, right?
It does. The board at the Tower Theater Foundation was brainstorming last year and just kind of wanted to create an event of their own. There are a lot of events that take place at the Tower, but they're from outside sources. And wanting to kind of... The Tower is very focused on continuing music education and being the leader in performing arts here in Central Oregon. And this is a perfect opportunity to bring people from all over the Northwest to take master classes, have an opportunity to perform, as well as compete and hear some amazing professionals in the a cappella industry.
So you're bringing people from around the Northwest.
Correct.
And you're having a sing-off, mm-hmm. and you're also having classes for people who want to learn a cappella. Is that correct?
Correct. We have some amazing professionals coming in. Courtney Jensen is a renowned beatboxer. Lisa Forkish is an award-winning a cappella director, as she was also the director for University of Oregon's DaVisi when the book Pitch Perfect was written. Mm-hmm. And she has since gone on to Oakland School for the Arts and taken her group, Vocal Rush, three times to the national championships. She's fantastic. And then we have a vocal music agent, Craig Knudsen, coming up from San Francisco, who represents a variety of singers, opera, a cappella. It's all over the board for him. So if you are interested in breaking into the music industry, he would be vital for you to go see and attend his masterclass. We also have two members of the House Jacks who are our headliner. They're a phenomenal group out of San Francisco and kind of the front runners of this new a cappella sound that we have now that's been featured in Glee as well as Pitch Perfect. They will be teaching master's classes as well on Saturday, judging the sing-off on Friday night, and then performing Saturday night.
So the Friday night, that's what kind of interests me. Unfortunately, I'm just going to be getting back from abroad, but so I won't be able to attend. But Friday night, you're going to have the groups playing just like you see in Glee, the those nationals and things like that.
Yes.
And there's prize money to be won.
There's $1,000 cash to be won by the winners. And we also have a fantastic audience favorite award that's from McMenamins, which I'm super excited about. And then the winner will also have the opportunity to be the opening act for the House Jacks at the showcase on Saturday night. So it is a huge feather in someone's cap. We have 15 total spots available, 14 are booked. Only four groups are from Bend. The rest are from all over the state of Oregon as well as Walla Walla, Washington.
Oh, how fun to come and root on your Bend, your Bend singers. So
yep.
Let's hear a little bit of what you're talking about when you talk about beatboxing and the new kind of sound.
This is called Crazy, and it's from our headliner's album that was released in the fall of 2015.
I wanna be crazy.
That is beautiful. You know what's so cool? What I like about a cappella, I mean, is that the voices make the music. I mean, that there was no instruments. The
Correct.
Voices are the instruments.
All of the beats that you will hear, we have a couple of solo beatboxers coming in to compete at the sing-off, and two of our master classes are going to be kind of focused around the beatboxing. They can replicate trumpet noises, trumpet with a damper in, tubas, bass, snare drums, everything that's a musical instrument they could replicate with their voice, which is just phenomenal.
Do we have an example of that?
I believe the one of our competitors on the Rocks, they have they are going to be a sing-off competitor on Friday night, and we have a little clip of one of their songs, and I'm hoping that has some beatbox on it. Let's see.
1, 2, 3, 4 Come on, get it on. Looking like a lover with a red iPhone.
Demolition Woman, can I be your man? Your man. Your man. Let's go.
You'd swear there was a drummer in there, wouldn't you?
You would. It's a lot of fun.
And they are from where?
They're from University of Oregon.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. And they're going to be coming to compete?
Correct.
Wow. So this is some high-powered talent.
Yes. A lot of the groups coming to compete could be professional. I mean, the amount of quality that we have coming for this inaugural year is just mind-blowing, and it's what's going to drive this festival to be an annual must for people in the Northwest.
So they're hoping that this takes hold, and every year that this is one of the competitions that people come to.
Correct.
And drives people to the theater, drives people to Bend. This is like a big event, huh?
Yeah. We received partial funding from the Bend Cultural Tourism Fund with the focus of bringing tourists to Bend in the shoulder seasons. And so not only are we creating a great festival from the ground up, we're creating something that is a way for groups to learn and grow beyond what they're getting from their directors in high school or college, as well as connect with other groups around the Northwest. There is another a cappella festival called Harmony Sweeps, and that's up in Olympia, Washington, and that is purely competition-based. And we wanted to do something a little bit different to grow singers in different ways, and that's why we have that education piece as a vital part of the festival. So it's not just about competing, it's about learning and sharing and getting some feedback from the professionals to help you take that and go forward and be a better group or a better individual singer. So we're trying to have more of a holistic festival with this one. And we are advertising and marketing this festival as much as we are the town of Bend. This is a great place to come and visit, to bring the whole family. If groups are coming in and singers want to be a part of their festival, their family can hit the slopes or go skating at the pavilion or something and just really have it be a full family weekend in Bend.
So in terms of the audience who's mm-hmm. going to come, they're going to come Friday night. If they buy tickets, they can come Friday night and see the actual contest,
yes.
Correct? And how many groups are, did you say, 15?
We have 14 booked. There's one spot left available.
Wow.
It's a lot. Individual tickets are available for both the sing-off as well as the showcase performance on Saturday night. And those are available at towertheater.org. If you have a singer that's interested in being a part of all of it, they would need an all-access pass, and that will get them into the sing-off. It will get them into every single master class on Saturday, as well as the showcase performance, and then the opportunity to sing in front of the professionals for the Sunday professional critique sessions.
So Sunday won't be open to the public. Sunday
Correct.
Is just professionals. People then are going to come and sing and
Correct.
And either get, he's an agent, you said?
Yeah, there will be all three of our teaching professionals will be sitting on a panel, and groups can perform a couple of songs and get feedback as to how to make their sound better or more cohesive.
What's been the hardest part about putting this together? I mean, you know, festivals start, they're sprouting up like crazy. I mean, here's now a new one. I think this is a really cool one.
Yeah.
You know, what's been the hardest part?
The hardest part has just simply been getting the word out. I direct called over 150 high schools as well as colleges throughout from Seattle down to San Francisco, just letting directors and people in the industry know that we're even on the map, contacting other festival directors around the country and just letting them know that we're here. I kind of felt like, you know, Horton Hears a Who, the little thing of, we are here. But once that word gets out, I think it's really going to snowball and grow from here. Mm-hmm. So just the grassroots marketing, that direct marketing has been the hardest part. But once you make those connections and tell them what an amazing lineup of professionals we have, it's kind of been a no-brainer for people to come and participate.
Is it high school or college?
We have all ages.
Oh, it doesn't matter. There's no ages.
Nope. We have high school participants. We have college participants. We have, I call them you know, amateur singers, mm-hmm. In an older generation that are going to be participating, and they're actually in our sing-off, and we have directors coming that aren't coming with their group to hear the master classes and take that education back for their groups. So it just kind of, it runs the gamut. If you like to sing, this is where you want to be.
And what's correct. The weekend, February 19th?
February 19th to the 21st.
February 19th.
Yes.
Okay, Aaron Felder from Bend Acapella Festival. Thank you for coming
You're
on.
Welcome.
Best of luck.
I wish
I were in town. I would go see it. We have one more to play out. Is that
We've
correct?
We've got two. We've got time for two here.
Okay.
Actually, three. Okay. So what do you think we should do here?
Well, before I close and before we listen to some awesome music, go to bendacapellafestival.com. It has the entire schedule of the weekend, all informations for accommodations, ticketing, anything that you have any interest in looking up, class descriptions, who the professionals are. It's all there at bendacapellafestival.com.
Cool.
I would love to hear, this is going to be called Storybook, and it's from the House Jacks forthcoming release, which will be released later this year.
A pure love soul communion, and I know this is love. Yes, I know.
Fading out there. And do we want to just...
We have time for one more.
Yeah,
let's do that.
Okay.
You want to do Get What You Want? Is that what I'm
yes,
looking for?
Yes, Get What You Need.
Get What You Need.
Because you need some
a
cappella today on this
like
Wednesday.
That's the case here.
Well, thank you so much, Aaron Felder from Bend Acapella Festival. And that's our show for today. Thanks for tuning in. Our theme music is by...